is part of their brand new album Wrath and Ruin. And we started the set and the show with our guest tonight, Symbiotic Growth. And we listened to the song Of Painted Skies and Dancing Lights, which is part of their brand new album Beyond the Sleepless Ether. Yes, while we are here, let me tell you what's going to happen in the next few days or weeks in terms of shows, so that, you know, you have a chance to know about them and hopefully attend them. On the Rickshaw, we have... There seems to be nothing metal related for a couple of weeks. Yeah, I don't know, a little bit of hard rock, I guess. So on August 16th, you have Dozer, Moon Destroys, Abrams, and La Chinga. Then on August 17th, you have Teenage Bottle Rocket, Broadway Calls, Modern Terror, and 10 Days Late. We have, I guess, yeah, you'll have to go to September 10th, Max Sabbath, The Schizophonics, and Descartes a Kant. And then September 11, Bellacore and Solemn Vision. September 18, so sorry, that was September 17. So on September 18, Symphony X with Sonata Arctica. And then from September 25th to the 27th, you have the Covenant Festival, the 10th edition. And then on other venues, on July 4th at the Waldorf, you have Death Sentence and Me Bats. Then on July 13th at the Cobalt, you have Verbum, Storm Trank, Deathbound, and Killing Twins. Then on July 18th at the Waldorf, you have OCOD, Occultivators of Doom, with Decadence and See You Next Tuesdays. Then on the 19th, also at the Cobalt, you have Ophelia Falling, Luminator, Anubis, Witch Killer, and Tough Dust. Then on July 20th at the Kingsway Club, you have Mulgrave, Yag, Entity, and Dissolver. On July 22nd at the Cobalt, you have Die Sexual, Hot Hail, and Two Girls I Doll. One Doll, sorry. Then on July 26th at the Kingsway Club, you have Terrifier, WMD, The Unending, and Cruiser. And then on July 30th at the Kingsway Club, you have Filth, Opal in Sky, Truant, and Bayonet Dismemberment. There you go. Yeah, so that's your shows for the next few couple of months. So hope you can attend and enjoy. A couple of them seems really good. So hopefully we can attend all those. But for now, let's continue your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Edge of Paradise. They are from Brazil. And we listened to their song Death Note, which is part of their brand new album Prophecy. And before that, we started the set with Symbiotic Growth, our guest tonight. They are from Ontario in Canada. And we listened to the song Trading Thoughts for Sleep, which is part of their brand new album Beyond the Sleepless Ether. And without further ado, let's try to pray to the gods of technology to allow us to reach out Aaron from Symbiotic Growth and start our chat. Okay, we are here with Aaron from Symbiotic Growth. How are you, Aaron?
Not bad, yourself?
I am good, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for being with us tonight. So where exactly are you at now?
We're based out of Sudbury, Ontario.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. And how is the weather over there?
It's pretty good, actually. Nice day today. It kind of rained majority of the day, but really cleared up. Nice clear skies right now.
Cool. So for the people that are not too familiar with Symbiotic Growth, can you tell us a little bit of history about the band? You know, the releases you have had in the last few years. But band members, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So, I guess we started maybe around 10 years ago. We had a few different members. It was myself and Dan. Dan being the drummer, myself being the guitar player and vocalist now. But when we first started, we had an actual vocalist. And as we were writing our first album, the self-titled, we came across differing musical interests. So that singer kind of moved on. He stepped back. And then we got Devin McQueen on. I was near the end of the writing of the album. And so when that was happening, we were still kind of looking for a vocalist. And I was like, you know what? I'll just do some vocals for now, right? And it was just supposed to be temporary, but then, it ended up turning out all right. So I just continued doing that. And then so we released our album and our first album in 2020. And then a couple months after, really, all those shutdowns happened. So, we weren't able to tour around or just promote the album in really any way outside of social media and stuff like that. So we just kind of hunkered down and kept writing, because that just the only thing we really could do. So kept writing, and then we wrote our newest album, which is Beyond Sleepless Ether, and that went it's been going good. Unfortunately, our other guitarist Devin, right before the release, decided he wanted to step away from the band, be trying different things, I guess, different life paths and stuff like that. So now it's back to just myself and Dan, just a drummer and myself. So, yeah, especially where we're at now.
I see. Well, that sometimes happens, so it's not uncommon. it's great when all everybody stays, you know, for a long time, but yeah, sometimes life happens or whatever. Oh, that's cool. So how about the band's name? Like how did the name came upon?
So when we were going through names, we had a bunch of different ones that we were going through, and always had kind of this, always wanted to do a project called just straight up Symbiotic. And I kind of threw that one out. I was like, I was playing with a Symbiotic, just that as the band name. And myself and Dan were just like, it's good, but it would be nice if it was something else, you know? Like, so we kind of played around with it, and we kind of came across Symbiotic Growth as we were playing around, and just it fit right. We're the whole idea was like trying to find a name that would maybe mean like the amalgamation between nature and technology, stuff like that, right? So Symbiotic Growth was just like, we found it fit the vibe of what we were trying to do, especially during the first album. So it just worked out perfectly.
No, that's cool. That's cool, and I guess there's also not a lot of bands that are called Symbiotic, or maybe they are. I don't know. How was that in finding the unique band name? Did they have any other bands with Symbiotic?
I think there are other bands out there with the name Symbiotic, just like straight up. I think there's one that has Symbiotic with instead of C, it's a K at the end. But yeah, that really, I think they kind of came after us. I don't know. At the time, it wasn't, that name wasn't taken, but it was just, we felt like it needed something else. We're like, we like Symbiotic, but maybe there's something else that could go along with it to kind of get more of our idea across of what the band should be, right?
Yes. So. Yeah, I'm sure you probably try a lot of words there. Symbiotic Avalanche, Symbiotic, I don't know. Wave.
Oh yeah, yeah, there was definitely a lot of variants to that for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. So for the albums, were they like themed in terms of, you know, all the songs being kind of repetition, kind of on the same theme, or are they not? I mean, I'm just curious about that for bands.
Yeah, so both our albums are definitely they're conceptual. You know, where I like to kind of stick to that. I like giving an album a different feeling. You know what I mean? I like everything to kind of stick to a story. I like when songs kind of blend into each other a bit and there's a whole overarching story. So, I mean, the first album is more so about the whole thing where I was talking about the band. It was about the amalgamation of nature and technology, right? Mm-hmm. So the first album's about a protagonist coming up in a more city environment, lots of technology. It's kind of being forced upon them and stuff like that, and they're trying to make their way, get out of that, right? They feel claustrophobic in the city, and they feel, you know, they don't, it's just not their thing, essentially. Yeah. To get kind of the base of it, so they start making their way out towards more nature and then trying to embody more of the what the world should have been naturally, essentially. And then in the second album, Young Sleepless Ether, this one definitely a different turn, not so much of that technology and nature amalgamation, kind of veered off from that a bit, and this one's more so about almost like a multiverse kind of theory.
Okay.
But about essentially the story's about a protagonist. He's going through a lot of different things, you know. He's going through thoughts of suicide, his loneliness, you know. He doesn't know who he is as a person, and as he's going through this, he's kind of seeing, he's going through his life, but in different realities, essentially. So as he's going through the realities, different realities of where he could be in the multiverse, he tries to find meaning through all of it. So I think that lyrical sense kind of fit the album musically, because the songs are a little bit more, they blend into each other, but they're definitely their own little sound. I find the songs are kind of different. So every song, I would try to make that our protagonist in this story just be in a different spot. So one time, you know, like in the song Arid Trials, he's kind of more of in a desert kind of sound, you know, it's kind of like this sludgier kind of tune, he's in the desert. And then Pink Skies and Dancing Lights, he's kind of more of in a forest, and he's seeing the Aurora Borealis above him, and he's kind of walking through a forest. And yeah, I just tried to kind of feel what the song kind of felt to me and put them into a different spot throughout his alternate realities all the way through.
Thanks. It's always very, very interesting to me how, you know, how the musician, the artist, like, yeah, represents or is trying to represent, you know, the idea, the thought, the feeling. And it's always very, very interesting to hear, you know, the official explanation, the official description of the song, the album, the piece of art, whatever it is. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a little musical break here at the Metal Meltdown.